We'll begin today with a special case of Holder's inequality, which in the Western world was traditionally called the Cauchy-Schwarz inequality. But when we started communicating with the Russians, we found that Bunyakovsky had also discovered this inequality independently. So now the politically correct thing to do is to call this the Cauchy-Schwarz-Bunyakovsky inequality. And this is the case of Holder when P is equal to 2 and Q is equal to 2. If f and g are both belong to L2, then f times g is integrable, and the integral of f times g is less than or equal to the integral of the absolute value fg, which is less than or equal to f L2 times g L2. The theorem itself, Holder's inequality, is true when p equals 1 and q equals infinity, where p equals infinity and q equals 1, and we'll be treating the space L infinity in some detail a bit later on. The next result shows that the LP norms satisfy a triangle inequality. This result is commonly known as Minkowski's inequality. Minkowski was a protege of Hilbert. If the functions f and g both belong to LP for p bigger or equal to 1, then f plus g also belongs to LP, and the norm of f plus g is less than or equal to the norm of f plus the norm of g. So that's the triangle inequality for the LP norm. And here is the proof. The case p equals 1 is easy, just follows from the ordinary triangle inequality for real numbers. So we will concentrate on p bigger than 1. The sum f plus g is plainly measurable, since absolute value f plus g to the p is less than or equal to twice the maximum of absolute f absolute g all to the p's power, which is less than or equal to 2 to the p times absolute f to the p plus absolute g to the p. It follows from the corollary and the additivity of the integral that f plus g is an LP. Furthermore, absolute f plus g to the p equals absolute f plus g times absolute f plus g to the p minus 1, which is less than or equal to absolute f times absolute f plus g to the p minus 1 plus absolute g times absolute f plus g to the p minus 1. That's just the triangle inequality. Since f plus g is an LP, we see that f plus g L absolute value to the p is in L1. Furthermore, since p equals p minus 1 quantity times q, it follows that f plus g absolute value to the p minus 1 is in LQ. Thus, we can apply Holder's inequality to conclude that the integral of absolute f times absolute f plus g to the p minus 1 is less than or equal to norm FLP times the quantity integral absolute f plus g to the p minus 1 times q, all to the 1 over q, minus norm flp times norm f plus g lp to the p over q. If we treat the second term on the right in 2 similarly, the result is norm f plus g lp to the p's power less than or equal to norm f times norm f plus g lp to the p over q plus norm GLP times norm F plus GLP to the P over Q, which is equal to the quantity norm FLP plus norm GLP times norm F plus GLP to the P over Q. Let capital M equals norm F plus GLP, and if that's zero, then equation one is trivial. If instead M is not zero, then we can divide the last inequality by capital M to the P over Q, and since P minus P over Q equals 1, Minkowski's inequality is the result. A Banach space is a normed linear space that is complete. This means that any Cauchy sequence has a limit in that space. The theory of Banach spaces is rich and fertile. It is a powerful tool in mathematical analysis, and our next task is to show that the LP spaces are Banach spaces. Definitions: a sequence Fj in Lp is said to be convergent to an F in Lp if for every epsilon greater than 0, there's a number capital J bigger than 0. So that if little j is bigger than capital J, then norm Fj minus Flp is less than epsilon. The sequence Fj in Lp is Cauchy if for every epsilon bigger than 0, there's a capital J bigger than 0. So that if little j and little k are bigger than capital J, then norm fj minus fklp is less than epsilon. So these are standard definitions that you've seen before, just in a new context. definition, the space LP is complete if every Cauchy sequence in LP converges to an element F in LP. So, lemma, if the sequence FJ in LP converges to F in LP, then the sequence is Cauchy. So this is just a logic exercise. Proof, let epsilon be bigger than 0, choose capital J bigger than 0 so that little j bigger than capital J implies that norm FJ minus FLP is less than epsilon over 2. Now let little j and little k be bigger than capital J, then the norm of FJ minus FKLP by the triangle inequality is less than or equal to the norm of FJ minus FLP plus the norm of F minus FKLP, which is less than epsilon over 2 plus epsilon over 2 equals epsilon, so it follows that the sequence FJ is Cauchy. So that's a very, you've seen this argument before. This is very simple. So, theorem, let P be bigger than or equal to 1 and less than infinity, then the space LP is a complete normed linear space. In other words, the space LP is a Banach space. So here's the proof. Let FJ be a Cauchy sequence in the LP norm. Our job is to show that there exists an F in LP so that FJ converges to F in the LP norm. The hypothesis tells us that if epsilon is bigger than 0, then there is a number capital J bigger than 0, so if little j, little k are bigger than capital J, then the integral of absolute value FJ minus FK to the P is equal to norm FJ minus FK LP to the P less than epsilon to the P. Thus, there exists a subsequence FJK so that norm FJK plus 1 minus FJK in little LP is less than 2 to the minus K for K a positive integer. Define G of X to be absolute FJ1X plus summation K equals 1 to infinity FJK plus 1X minus FJKX. So G is measurable, non-negative, and pth power integrable. By Fatou's lemma, the integral of g to the absolute g to the p is less than or equal to the lim inf as n goes to infinity of the integral of the quantity absolute fj1 plus summation j equals 1 to n absolute fjk plus 1 minus fjk all to the p. And taking pth roots of both sides and applying Minkowski's inequality, we find that the integral of absolute g to the p d mu to the 1 over pth power is less than or equal to the lim inf of the norm of FJ1 in LP plus the summation k equals 1 to n, the norm of FJK plus 1 minus FJK LP, which is less than or equal to FJ1 LP plus 1. So if capital E is the set of all x in our measure space so that gx is finite, then E is in capital script x and the measure of x take away E is zero. Therefore, the series in defining G converges almost everywhere, and G times the characteristic function of E belongs to LP. Now we define F on the reals by, this is the function that's supposed to be the limit of the sequence of FJs, F of X equals FJX J1 of X plus summation K equals 1 to infinity FJK plus 1 of X minus FJK of X, if X is in E, and 0 if X is not in E. Because the series in this definition is absolutely convergent almost everywhere, it follows that it is convergent almost everywhere. Since absolute FJK is less than or equal to absolute FJ1 plus summation L equals 1 to K, FJL plus 1 minus FJL, absolute value less than or equal to G. Therefore, absolute FJK to the P is less than or equal to G to the P, and since FJK converges almost everywhere to F, the dominated convergence theorem now tells us that F is an LP. Also, since absolute value F minus FJK to the P is less than or equal to 2 to the P times G to the P, we conclude from the dominated convergence theorem that 0 equals the limit as K goes to infinity of F minus FJK in norm LP so that FJK converges in the LP norm to F. So that's good. That's something we wanted to know. Because of 1, if epsilon is bigger than 0 and little m is bigger than capital J, as at the start of the proof, and if k is sufficiently large, then the integral of absolute fm minus fjk to the p d mu is less than epsilon to the p. And applying Fatou's lemma, we conclude that the integral of absolute fm minus f to the p d mu is less than or equal to the limit as k goes, limit if as k goes to infinity of the integral of fm minus FJK, absolute value to the P d mu less than or equal to epsilon to the P whenever M is bigger than capital J. This proves that the sequence FM converges to F in the LP norm. And that is what we wanted to show. So now we know that each LP space for P bigger or equal to 1 less than infinity is a Banach space, and a little later on we'll treat the case P equals infinity. Thank you for your attention.